T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 9:02 on a Friday morning. It is the Jamie and Stoney Show. Stoney is just concluded his stint on Good Morning America, and I'm sure he'll probably either call in or he's listening right now.
I got an update on that as well. Apparently, they are now taping something which is called GMA Day, which airs on Channel 7 at 1 o'clock. Don Cheadle is the guest. His wife is upset because next Friday it will be the Backstreet Boys.
Cindy's upset because next Friday the Backstreet Boys are going to be on? Who cares?
So, okay. I mean, apparently she does.
She's a Backstreet Boys fan, I guess.
So, if you didn't see Stoney, you still got a chance apparently at 1 o'clock.
Can't wait. Let's go to our friend Mike Valeni. You can hear him every day at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6. Is it 2 o'clock? Yeah, I was thinking 3 o'clock on the some islands off somewhere, but 2 o'clock. And, of course, the always aggravated Mike Valenti signature podcast. And he joins us here in 97.1 at the Ticket to talk a little football. Hello, Michael.
Stoney's not really doing that, is he?
Yes, he is.
Doing what?
You're kidding me. He's in New York at the glass window trying to get on TV.
No. He's actually in studio.
He's in studio.
What?
Here's what happened. We told this story earlier.
I'm so sorry.
Ryan Field. You're familiar with Ryan Field's work, right?
Yeah. The
former Royal Channel Oak 2 Royal Oak legend. You know, the Will Birchfield before Will Birchfield was Will Birchfield.
Good call, James.
He works for Channel 7 in New York, ABC 7 in New York. He's the sports director there.
Yeah.
So Stoney called him and said, hey Ryan, we're going to be in New York. It's Stoney's birthday, or it was in December. They're celebrating with a weekend there. And he said, how about if I take you out to lunch, we'll go to Good Morning America, or you could get me tickets for Good Morning America. It's all part of the same ABC family. And I'll just repeat the joke I said earlier. Ryan said, how about this deal? You don't take me to lunch, and I definitely get you the tickets. So he was in the studio. We saw Heather spotted the back of his head, and then he was actually removed from the audience.
Yeah, Mike, there was a cooking segment. His wife made it on TV. God. They asked Stoney to move. True story. I texted him.
I'm just so embarrassed. Okay. I don't know, man. You guys work with him every day. He's a nice man. I don't think he's got a bad bone in his body, but man, is he a weirdo. Good Lord.
That's what they say about Harbaugh, too.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, I think.
God, all right, I'm sorry. I just didn't hear that earlier this morning, and I heard you guys coming back, and you're like, yeah, Stoney's done with his appearance. And I'm like, oh, no. No, he didn't do the whole tourist thing where he's banging his fist on the glass and, holding a sign up at Al Roker. Oh,
that'd be
no.
even better, by the way.
Wait.
No, it would be even worse.
I was just thinking about this. Other than their passion for sports, Valenti and Stoney might be the two most different humans on the planet.
Agreed.
When Mike goes on vacation, he won't tell us where he's
right.
going.
Right.
He's like, where are you going, Mike? He goes, it's between me and my wife. I'm like, okay.
No, you know my tagline. Somewhere warm.
Okay. Stoney is going on national television and wore a 97.1 ticket jacket.
And went up to Strahan afterwards and tried to get him on the show.
Yeah. If Stoney could have worn a shirt that said, hey, it's me, Stoney, he would have worn a shirt that said, hey, it's me, Stoney, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's me.
Detroit,
yeah,
it's right. me.
with his Twitter handle on there, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tune in Monday through Friday.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mike, last week, and I'm not saying you did this, but I know we did this, I took the Patriots for granted. I know, actually, you did. You also thought the Chargers were going to go in there and win outright. I think you said that, too.
I'm a jackass. Now, I don't completely screwed up.
You can spare me the Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, no one gives us a chance BS, because we all know that's BS. But now I'm looking at this game tomorrow or on Sunday, Chiefs and Patriots, and I got to say, I really think the Chiefs are going to win, so I'm making the same mistake all over again.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't even know a good example, but if a team plays one way all year and then they play completely different last Sunday, well, were you wrong for saying it all those weeks? Like, hey, no, you're not this good.
Right.
Like, they're not. They're not a special team, but they were special on Sunday. Plus, the Chargers looked like they were just dead. I don't know what Gus Bradley, what that game plan was on defense, other than, hey, we're just going to do the same crap with the same crap results until we're down 35-7, and then maybe we'll alter something. So I don't know. No, I mean, I got it wrong. I'll wear the dunce cap. But no, I think the Chiefs are the better team. I'm plus, you know what? At our core, we're all fans. I'm just tired of the Patriots. It's like Alabama.
Now. As am I.
I'm bored. Can I get Saints Chiefs and just watch a Super Bowl that might be genuinely interesting, or like no matter who you go up to, it's objectively interesting or fun? I don't want Tom Brady anymore. I'm so sick of the storylines. And frankly, he creeps me out. So I just don't want to see him anymore. I don't want to hear any more about his TB12 or sleeping in his bubble chamber
or his trainer.
Alex Guerrero, that voodoo scientist. I just, none of it. No more.
Can you?
I don't want 18 camera shots of Giselle. I don't want to see him. None of it. Just give me Mahomes.
Greg, can we put a Twitter poll up? Who's creepier, Tom Brady or Stoney?
Knew exactly where you were going.
Let me tell you something. Tom is giving Stoney a run.
Mike, let me ask you this. I know Jamie's going to ask you about the NFC title game. So how about a halftime quick question before we get to that?
And dude, where do I have to be? I like this. Is fun. Okay. I'm fine. Whatever you want.
Here we go. Offensive coordinator that's going to be the best next year. Gattis at Michigan, Salem at Michigan State, or Bevel with the Lions? Go.
Wow. If Harbaugh didn't lie to everyone's face and said he's really going to let Gattis do it all, then I'd say Gattis.
Is that a satisfactory answer?
No, I guess. I mean, you really do believe that he's lying to everybody's face? I know Gattis has never called plays before, but with that being said...
I do. How can anyone trust Jim Harbaugh?
True,
I need to see it to believe it.
How will he explain, though, three consecutive run plays or the offense not being up or three receivers not being on the field at the same time?
Jim Harbaugh never has to explain anything because he's completely protected. And you know what? Everyone will be out there writing stories about gelato and new Jordans for the Pope and all the other garbage that insulates him. He's got the best gig in America. No boss, no criticism, never has to answer for anything. I mean, honestly, he won't have to explain anything. He'll just, you know what he'll do? He'll throw Gattis under the bus. That's what he'll do.
He does have that hard-hitting interview he does every Wednesday on the Jamie and Stoney show.
Dude, it's not your fault. What's going to happen? You guys want to keep the interview. I get it. But, like, he's never going to answer nothing. The guy's crazy.
He's a strange guy. He's definitely a strange guy.
And it doesn't help. You got Stoney there.
All right.
The games at West Bloomfield.
Okay, so Twitter poll.
Touchdown Lakers.
Who's more creepy, Tom Brady, Stoney, or of course, Jim Harbaugh?
What? So real quick on Bevel, because I know you talked about him yesterday and Mike Tirico called in. And really, is there anything Mike Tirico can't do? Really? I mean, I think he could probably avert the government shutdown if he sat down with Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump personally. But that's just
me. I'd be fine with it, sure.
I'd be totally fine with it. Is there anything to he doesn't fit perfectly with Matthew Stafford, therefore he might actually be the right choice for offensive corner? Don't we all want Matthew Stafford to be just a little bit uncomfortable in his job?
I just think they're at a point where they know he's not awesome, and this is what it's going to take to win, and this is their best way forward. I mean, I think they're going to have a hard time just based on what they pay Stafford. And I know the deal will get better with each year and the cap increases and the allocation percentage looks different. But the fact is you're paying the dude almost $30 million. And you got Chris Spielman out here saying, well, they want to be Seattle. Well, that's cool. Russell Wilson made 10 cents. That's how they did it.
Yeah.
You know, they also had a Hall of Fame secondary. Now, if you can show me their pathway to that while paying their QB $30 million, fine. I don't care. Jamie, it's what I said to the people. I just want to win. I'm tired of this, and I know the people are tired. And no, I don't think it's necessarily smart to zig when the league zags, but that's what they're doing. And it's a vertical passing league. If I have to take another phone call from another caller about, well, but bro, the teams that are in the playoffs can run the ball. Yeah, because of their passing games, you Dinder Mifflin. Because everyone is scared to death of Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill flying down the field. That's why the Chiefs can run it. McVay, elite play caller, huge chunk plays in the passing game. That's why they run it. The days of just lining up and smashing in the occasional play pass, I think those days are dead. But they're going to try it. And, okay, fine. Stafford's got a huge arm. They'll let him cut it loose 6-7 times a game. You got to show me better receivers.
Right.
You got to show me some tight ends. They also got to go out and add a running back. Because Kerryon is fabulous, but he's not a bell cow. He's barely 200 pounds. So I think it's the harder path, but it's not impossible. And ultimately, Jamie, I don't care, man. They could have come in and run the wing tee if it helps them win games. I just want to win. I'm so tired of this.
Well, just so you guys know, in the latest Burkett article, he talked to Sage Rosenfeld, who was apparently on that Viking team. He backed up Brett
Iowa
Favre.
State legend?
Yes. Apparently, Daryl Bevel is very QB-friendly.
I feel like Burkett, and I don't, you know, obviously he's not going to be able to get Russell Wilson on the phone, but didn't he talk to all the crappy quarterbacks?
He did. The crappy
Tavares
quarterbacks.
Jackson?
The backup quarterbacks, yes. Okay. Tavares Jackson was other one.
Yeah. But can we be fair about something? You're going to pick up the phone and you're going to call all these dudes that Bevel coached. Are they really going to say anything other than glowing praise? Like, yeah, straight up, this dude sucks. Can't believe Lions hired him. Hey, I got to go. I got to take kids to school. All right, thanks, Dave. Like, no one. Everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, this dude's a genius. Well, oh, quarterback friendly. It's like, come on.
That's why you need like an unbiased voice like Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, number 9.
You got to build that offense around number 9.
I mean, he's not wrong, to be quite honest. They got to figure out what this guy can do well and try to win games. But no, I don't – no, Jamie, I'm not burying it, and I'm not championing it. I'm just kind of surprised by it.
Yeah.
It really – I mean, when that announcement happened, what did you guys react like? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was kind of down on it. I got to be honest with you. Stoney was – when the show started yesterday, he said 51% approval, and by about 6:50, he'd upped that to 52%.
Yeah. I immediately thought of not handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch and said, oh, how Lions of
them. Yeah, but you know what? That's such a – to me, that's – if Daryl Bevel makes a bad call for the Lions in the Super Bowl, I'll be fine. I'll be totally okay with it.
It's not a bad point.
Yeah.
It's a good rebuttal.
No, I mean, I don't know. You just think about – the coach they've hired. I mean, Patricia wants, he's a defensive guy, wants the ball control. They're going full, like all in on bizarro world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, that's the harder way to win in the NFL. They're going to try to play keep away.
Good news. Stoney just texted us. He got George Stephanopoulos for you for the next podcast. He just booked it. So be ready for that. Yep.
Keep him as far away from the pod as possible.
No, Stoney will be in the pod as well.
Yeah.
That's all part of the deal.
That's part of the deal. Yes. He recorded an interview for the pod.
Harbaugh too.
All right, Michael, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the snow. We will talk to you next week.
Oh, please, God, give us Chiefs Saints. Please,
right.
If you're out there.
Your prayers have been heard. There it is. Mike Valeni. You can hear him today at 2.
If you're out there.
And every day. If you're out there. For Lions fans, there's very little evidence. 97.1, The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.